Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. It's your host again, Apostle Allison J. Cross of Fire and Rain Ministries, as well as the Fivefold Network. I tell you, this has been a wonderful time. We've been having our daily nuggets every day, talking about various subjects. Today, we're going to be talking about delegated authority. Delegated authority, that's something that we really need to think about, because God has given us authority. If you look in Luke chapter 10, verse 19, it says, "Behold, I've given you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." Isn't that awesome? He's given us authority to tread on those things. Amen. And you know, God is our source of power, and he delegated all power to his son, Jesus Christ. Then Jesus, in turn, delegated spiritual power to his followers and to us. He not only delegated that authority to the disciples that walked with him, we also have that authority, and that delegated authority, it was given to us as well. What did that power do? The delegated authority and power that was given to us by Jesus was not given to us in order for us to look good. It wasn't just given to us in order for us to, you know, think we're doing something, you know, good and look at me, how powerful I am. No, it was to enable them then and us now to fulfill the responsibilities that are assigned to us in whatever area that may be. Sorry, the sun is up there beaming in. But, you know, God, he wants to literally us to use the delegated authority that he's given us to fulfill the Great Commission and to do what he's called us to do. We have responsibility with that authority. And when Jesus concluded his earthly ministry and returned to heaven, he left his followers with a great responsibility, just like he's leaving us. He said in Matthew 28, 19 and 20, he said, "Go ye therefore," that means all of us, "go ye therefore, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe and do all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you even unto the end of the world." So the responsibility that Jesus gave his followers was to reach the entire world for the gospel and the kingdom of God. And we've got it twisted, people. Many places have got it twisted, You don't hear the Great Commission in a lot of places anymore, because the Great Commission nowadays literally seems to be the commission to do what I want to do, okay, which is horrible. We have to get back to what Jesus wanted us to do initially, amen? Now, when Jesus did that, when Jesus came to this earth, he came with power and authority. Jesus had all power. He still has all power. And it was delegated to him from God, amen? Because of this, Jesus had the authority to delegate both power and responsibility to his followers. Who are we? We are the followers of Christ, amen? We're the followers of Christ. Now, when you look at that, the scripture that goes along with that is Matthew 10, 1. What does that say? "And when he had called them unto him, his 12 disciples," learners of Christ, okay, learners of Christ. I'm just going to lean in a little bit so the sun won't be so much on my face, okay? Learners of Christ, "he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of diseases." That's Matthew 10, 1. He delegated that authority to you and I. He delegated that to us, okay? Hallelujah. And he ordained the 12 that they should be with him, and so that he could send them forth to do what? To preach. Mark 3, 14 and 15, the last part of that says, "and to have power to heal the sick and cast out devils." People, our delegated authority is not to, I don't know, you know, nowadays it's gotten so twisted, but the delegated authority that God gave us is not to just be seen and be heard, and look at me and how big my church is and how big a following I have, and oh, I laid hands on somebody and the whole congregation passed out. That is not what God is talking about here. We got a whole world to save. We have got to fulfill the Great Commission. So let's use our authority the way God wants us to use that delegated authority, not for us, not so that we can be seen or heard, but for the kingdom of God, that it can be preached in all the world. When the end comes, we would have done our part, gathering the lost. God bless you. I'm Apostle Allison J. Cross of Fire and Rain Ministries, and I look forward to seeing you again for another Daily Nugget. God bless you. Bye-bye.